Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And we're right on schedule tonight, usually a couple minutes behind. But it is just a tad after 9 o'clock. And if you're familiar with the show, we like to do news every night at 9 with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Tuesday.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Is Newsday.
All right, it is Tuesday Newsday. What's going on with that news?
There's a lot going on, Tim. First in the news, a Florida company said it is halting plans to sell a wide-eyed doll called Kaylee that was made as a quote-unquote tribute to the murdered Orlando girl with the same name, Kaylee Anthony. A Jacksonville-based showbiz promotion company was going to offer the inspirational Kaylee Sunshine doll, named after two-year-old Kaylee Anthony, for $29.99. But showbiz president Jamie Salcedo said this morning that sales were suspended before they started.
Wonder why.
Imagine that. Yeah. Meanwhile, this is not the first time Salcedo has tried to capitalize on events in the news. Showbiz Promotions has also made a Sarah Palin doll, as well as a Michael Vick dog chew toy.
Was there a Connor Peterson embryo doll?
Oh.
Scott Peterson's...
If I recall correctly, they were fridge magnets.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Whose idea was this?
Jamie Salcedo of Showbiz Productions.
Jesus Christ.
He's a real
man.
Entrepreneur.
Jesus Christ.
And what idea did he or she? He?
He.
What idea did he pass on?
I was thinking the same thing.
What did he say? Nah, that's not going to happen. We have some ethics here.
Man's
Let's go
teddy
with
bears.
The Kaylee, though.
Exactly. Well, the song You Are My Sunshine, which the little girl sang in home videos that have been publicized in the high-profile case Play when the 18-inch doll's belly button is pushed. And here's a clip
Jesus
of the song
Christ.
Kaylee sang. Oh, yeah. This is
a sick man.
Oh, yeah. No, as you would say, Tim, hold on to your nuts when you hear this.
And how do you give it to a kid? Yeah. What, for their birthday or for Christmas?
What mile marker do you want to commemorate with
Jesus
this doll?
Jesus Christ. It's happening in this country.
So sick. Here is a clip of the song Kaylee sings when you squeeze the disturbing doll's stomach.
Mm. Hello, I have a new doll. Her name is Kaylee Sunshine. And she sings, too. Let me show you.
This is the real kid singing this?
This is Kaylee Anthony.
Singing this?
Yeah, they took it from a home video that was played on Court TV.
Jesus Christ.
And there's no way you can arrest that guy, right?
Well, he has halted sales, but...
He's halted
sales. Yeah, only for now.
God almighty. Yeah. All right, I didn't want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah,
all right, what else is going on with the
news? Well, despite the credit crunch and economic woes, cosmetic surgery is booming in Britain. More than 34,000 procedures were performed last year, which is a leap of more than 5% from 2007. And boob jobs alone have risen by 30%. The figures from the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons also showed the number of men having man boobs removed rose by 44%.
Do you have a number for that?
I was just about
removing
to get it to you.
Removing man boobs?
Man boobs.
I can get rid of that?
I little hop, skip, and a jump over the pond, and they're gone.
Well, a couple of bench presses might help you out.
Yeah. Male brow lifts shot up by 60%, and one plastic surgeon breathed a sigh of relief when he said that despite the financial downturn, the public's interest in aesthetic surgery remains strong.
All right. Guys fixing their bodies, man.
Fixing those moves.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Gonna need the man's ear or the bro.
Would you just rather, I mean, isn't it wildly embarrassing to go to a doctor and say, hey, can you give me a little reduction here?
Well, it's probably better than walking around with moves.
How do you ask for time off of work?
Tim, I had a physical yesterday. And the doctor asked if I wanted a mammogram.
Jesus Christ.
And when you walk into a doctor's office with Tiots.
Tiots, right.
And the doctor says, so what seems to be the problem? Are you like, let's not play games, a-hole. You know exactly why I'm here.
Yeah, or put tassels on him and spin him around the doctor's face.
Jesus Christ.
Here's the problem.
I have a gift card to Victoria's Secret, for God's sake. Why do you think I'm here?
All right, what else going on in the news?
Well, in entertainment news... Access Hollywood caught up with Brangelina this week to ask the couple if they're ready to have more kids. And it seemed like this was one thing they don't exactly agree on. In this clip, an enthusiastic Angelina Jolie and a hesitant Brad Pitt politely dispute whether or not they are ready to welcome even more children to their 8-person clan.
Wait, they have six kids?
They sure do.
Wow.
Three adopted and three of their own.
Get along, witches. Jesus Christ. He went from living in Malibu with Jennifer Aniston to traveling the world with six kids. And Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
Get along. All right. This is Angelina and Brad.
Yeah, discussing this matter.
I wanted to know if, you know, it's about that time.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We average 2 a year, so, yeah, I guess we're overdue, aren't we?
We were just talking to him. He said you guys average 2 kids a year that, yeah, you know, it was kind of due. It's kind of time.
Yeah.
So you're good for that, right?
If they come our way, we'd be happy to have them all, you know, so we love children.
So that's another group that could have taken those kids.
Yeah, taken all, they'd have 11 by now.
Yeah.
All right.
And did you notice Brad's like, well, you know, I guess we're averaging 2 a year. So anyway, you like my tie? And she's like, no, we love them. We'll take them.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
All right. There they go. Yep. The Brads. The kids. What else going on there?
Well, in a story out of MSNBC today, blowfish testicles prepared by an unauthorized chef sickened 7 diners in northern Japan, and 3 remained hospitalized today after eating the poisonous delicacy. Have you ever tried that?
Blowfish?
Yeah.
No. Because it kills you. It can kill you.
It can kill you.
Yeah. I mean, your taste buds can't settle on anything else.
Yeah.
You need to have the factor in there that could wipe
Thank
you out
you.
By the time you're done eating.
You know, just put a little tapatio on whatever you're eating.
Just
you know,
get yourself a burrito.
Thank you.
Get yourself beans and rice, put a little salsa in there, you're good to go.
Exactly.
Stop eating crap that can kill you.
Well, the owner of the Japanese restaurant, who is also the chef, had no license to serve blowfish and was being questioned on suspicion of professional negligence. Blowfish, while extremely poisonous if not prepared properly, is considered a delicacy in Japan and is often consumed by thrill-seeking gourmets.
Ah.
Yeah.
Blowfish, the most popular fish in a school of fish, right?
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. All right, what else going on in the news there?
I knew a girl with that nickname in high school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure did.
Do you have her phone number?
Oh, God.
Okay. All right, what else going on here?
In other entertainment news, former Friend star Jennifer Aniston talked to Showbiz Tonight this week about how she feels about finally turning 40 this year. In this clip, Aniston waxes poetic about the virtues of turning 40.
She turned 40 this year?
She is about to.
She looks great for 40.
Yeah, she does.
For me, I don't really feel anything different except that you, whoever, there are people that say, wow, you got the big 4-0 coming up. I don't know. I personally feel better than I ever felt. Better than I ever did in my 20s, for sure. 30s.
Wasn't she fat in her 20s?
I don't know that she was fat, Tim.
Wasn't she like a Weight Watchers or a Jenny Craig girl or something?
I don't think so. No.
I think she was.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, I think she was.
No way.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
No, listen, can somebody either confirm or deny this? Jennifer Aniston, when she was younger, was really fat.
I've never heard that before.
And she was, I think, repping some kind of diet.
Well, I'm inclined to believe you only because you seem to know everything else about Jennifer Aniston. Do you know what her real last name is?
I do not. Aniston.
Nope.
What is it?
Anastakis. She's Greek.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Can somebody confirm or deny that? Wasn't Jennifer Aniston fat when she was younger?
She was on a couple episodes of Growing Pains.
Randy, what did I tell you yesterday?
Oh.
What did I tell you yesterday?
God damn it.
Please. Jack Silver, the program director, hates when you're on the air. And then I get a call the next day when you're on too much. I do.
Tim.
So please.
Radio kryptonite.
Oh, I told you off the air. Now I got to tell you on the air. That's what Jack's going to have to tell you. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's not me, dude. It's that guy. That office. But was Jennifer Aniston a fat kid? I think she was.
Now, define fat kid. Are we saying when
she was like a spokesperson for some kind of diet?
God, I've never heard this before.
You never heard that before?
Were you like going through her trash and found some old articles?
I think she was on like Howard Stern as a fat chick, and she represented some kind of diet.
Randy's about to have a coronary in there waving his arms and turning red because he's not allowed to go on the air.
Was she? She was like a Nutrisystems girl. Is that right?
I don't think that's true.
I think it's totally true. All right, here are the phone numbers: 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hey, can you ask John if he can help us with those phones? That'd be awesome for a second here if he's got nothing to. I'm going to look that up, but I think Jennifer Aniston was a Nutrisystem girl. Let me look this up.
Well, then again, her at least one of her parents was in the opera, and those can be some heavyset people.
All right, Jennifer Aniston. Let me look this up. Nutrisystem. How do you spell that?
N-U-T-R-I-S-Y-S-T-E-M.
Nutrisystem.
Where are you getting
Jennifer
this?
Aniston Nutrisystem. Let's see here. When she was 12.
I love that you have it down to the brand.
I think
it was a Slim Fast.
I think it was.
What?
I think she was a big girl when she was younger. All right, we'll look that up. But anyway, I think that is absolutely true.
We'll work around the clock, okay. And we won't sleep until we find this information.
All right, let's continue here. Jennifer Aniston's turning 40.
Yes.
Looks great for 40.
Better than I ever did in my 20s, for sure. 30s, and you know, so if this is what it means to be 40, I think it's fantastic. And every wise, wonderful, amazing person, man and woman that I know that's 40 or above is just... And they really do mean it. They just say that it just gets better.
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, there's that slogan, it's a great time to be silver.
Right.
I don't think it's a great time to be silver.
No.
But, all right, anyway, we'll look... let's talk to Eddie here in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Tammy Conway Jr.
Hey.
You. Hey, Jennifer Aniston was a Nutrisystem girl on Howard Stern right before she hit it big on Friends.
And was she on there because she was
She
overweight?
Was, but she was just a little bit chunky, and she was in there, and you can see clips of it, and she is not happy to talk about it.
Oh, she's not?
No.
But if she wasn't happy to talk about it and she wasn't famous, then why was she on Stern? What was she doing?
She was an aspiring actress,
funny.
You know, her dad was on Days of Our Lives.
Right, right.
Oh, is that right?
Her mom was an opera singer.
All right, I just heard that rumor. Mike in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I don't know what he's talking about. Jennifer Aniston has never been a spot of weight.
All right, how well do you know that?
Well, I don't know. My wife's a Friends fanatic. I've never seen that woman with anything but a pair of legs.
Yeah. All right, buddy. But it says here, if you go to American Superstar Magazine, you know what that is. But career, Aniston appeared as a Nutrisystem girl on the Howard Stern radio show in the late 1980s and early 1990s. She moved to Hollywood and was cast in her first television role in 1990, starring in a regular short-lived series called Malloy and some kind of TV show on it was. But anyway, she was also in Ferris Bueller, is that right?
Look at this. She was?
The same year, she also co-starred in Ferris Bueller, a television adaptation from the 1986 movie.
Yeah.
Right, so,
Tim?
Yes.
I apologize.
There you go. I don't know if she was fat or not, but she was a Nutrisystem girl, and I don't think skinny girls are Nutrisystem girls.
No.
Please. Nicole and Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
I think it was Nutrisystem. I think it was the Atkins diet. When the Atkins diet was really...
Yeah, well, it wasn't. It was Nutrisystem. All right, what else going on in the news there?
Well, finally tonight, the highly acclaimed show Inside the Actors Studio had another special guest on recently. Bravo TV host James Lipton welcomed late-night talk show host Conan O'Brien to the show to ask the NBC staple numerous questions about his showbiz career and even such things as O'Brien's tenure writing for the hit cartoon The Simpsons. In this clip, Lipton lays the first of his famous 10 questions on O'Brien.
All right.
Oh,
here we go.
What is your favorite word? Chambers. You know, let's retire to chambers. You hear it a lot in the 19th century.
Yeah. What is your least favorite word?
Bowel. Just whenever you hear bowel, you don't want to hear any more. Like, what's going on? Oh, something with my bowels. You're like, I'm out.
What turns you on?
Enthusiasm. If people are enthusiastic, you can conquer.
Is this a dinner they were having, or is this on the show?
This is the show.
All right, so he wants to know what turns Conan O'Brien on, huh?
Jesus Christ.
This isn't the two of them at the Plaza Hotel in the bar?
No. No.
What turns you on?
What man asked another man that?
Only James Lipton could and would do this.
What turns you on? Don't you feel like an a-hole asking another guy that? I've never asked a guy that in my life. 45 years I've been roaming around this earth. Never said to another guy, hey, dude. Yeah. Hey, by the way, what turns you on, man?
Bearskin rug
Jesus
and a roaring
Christ.
Fire.
What turns you on? I'm an idiot.
What turns you on?
Enthusiasm. If people are enthusiastic, you can conquer the world. And I hate...
Now, see, that's a lie, right?
What do you mean? What turns him on?
Yeah.
Well, he chose to go a very platonic, non-sexual way with that question.
Yeah, but that's not the way it was asked. I mean, the way it was asked was a very sexual way.
Well, Conan obviously deflected his advances.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's not, you know, these aren't all, then this is all BS, right? His favorite word maybe is not chambers.
Maybe not.
And his least favorite word maybe is not bowel.
Maybe.
Then why do they do the show?
I don't know.
What turns you on?
What turns you on? That's asked, that's not like, hey, what turns you on? You know, hey, basketball. You know, it's like two guys, you know, talking to each other. This is, in the way he said it here.
Yeah.
It's very sexual.
Sexual predator.
What turns you on?
What turns you on?
Yeah.
The way the longer they drag that on.
Hands where I can see them, Lipton.
What turns you on? You just, it's almost like his wiener was asking that question.
What turns you on?
Enthusiasm. If people are enthusiastic, you can conquer the world. And I hate people that are too cool for school.
What turns you off?
I can't stand snobbery.
What sound or noise do you love?
I love the sound.
Oh, Jesus no. Christ. What sound or noise do you love?
Easy, Barry White.
What sound or noise do you love?
Do you love? Doesn't it sound like he has one hand on the wiener? One hand on the stick? It turns you on.
Hold on, I'm almost done.
What kind of sound gets you crazy? You ever seen this, Conan?
What sound or noise do you love?
I love the sound of like an egg dropping in milk. Like you're making a shake and you put a little egg, bloop, and it's just right. It's a great sound.
What sound or noise do you hate?
I hate a ringing phone in 1970s television, especially any Quinn Martin production. I'm serious.
There he goes.
Yeah.
All right. So,
well, in this next clip, we have the rest of the 10-question lightning round. I know you're going to love this.
All right. More Conan O'Brien with James Lipton.
On a date.
What is your favorite curse word?
Mother. Is the best.
Hey, we got some in common. I love that word.
What is your favorite curse word?
Mother is the best.
Why is everyone still shocked by that answer? You know, they're like, what's your favorite curse word? And you go, well, mother effer. Woo! Whoa!
Hey!
Don't you hear that every day?
Yeah.
Doesn't every normal person hear that every day?
Absolutely.
Here's some guy saying, or some chick, or some guy, you know, didn't get a parking spot, or some guy got effed over at the grocery store. And look at the reaction that people have to this, you know, mother effer.
Favorite curse word?
Mother is the best.
Whoa! Hey. Whoa! Mother effer. Thanks for the originality.
Can you use that in a sentence? I'm not familiar with that term.
Yeah. Look at that. Wow.
Is the best. Just cuts through everything.
Although, Tim.
Which is great.
I'm sorry. I just realized. Can I interrupt for a moment?
Yeah.
It's almost like when Robin Williams was on Inside the Actor's Studio, and they asked him what his least favorite word was, and he said the C word, and everybody was very familiar and said, oh, yes, the C word, yes. Yes, because he said, oh, it is the most negative thing you could possibly ever say about a person. And everyone said, uh-huh, uh-huh, and reacted like scholars.
Jesus
so
Christ.
I don't know what the hypocrisy on Inside the Actor's Studio is. Sorry.
It's great, and you can say it different way. Motherfucker, and motherfucker. You know, it's great.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I'd love to be a rockabilly singer for like a year. I'd like to travel with my own band. I'd like to have a tricked out Gretsch 6120 guitar, crazy sideburns, and I'd like to do that.
Why doesn't he do it?
Yeah, he's more than welcome to.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it?
It's not like he said, you know, rocket scientist, but I didn't go to school for it. He can go sing whatever he wants.
It's like he said, I'd love to be on the women's diving team, the Olympics.
Right.
Can't do that.
No.
But he can, you know, stop working and go tour.
Yeah.
Do a little rockabilly.
People would go.
Question would you absolutely not like to participate in? What profession would you absolutely not like to participate in?
I think pornography. I think I would be...
As a producer?
As a male, pornographic, sexual actor, I'd be terrible at that. I'd be very bad at it, and I'd be self-conscious, and I'd ruin take after take, despite everyone's constant pleading.
Do you think he's doing this just to try to turn Lipton off, so he stops asking the sexual questions?
Did you notice how, you know... Lipton didn't want him to be too hasty. He's like, well, wait. As a producer?
Yeah.
Or as an on-camera?
Yeah, a producer on camera. You want to be on camera? You want to be on camera, right?
Don't be hasty, Conan.
I think it's best that not happen.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Oh, Conan, how did you do it? Like God just mystified. I know all, but this guy, how did he do it? And we'd high-five each other, which would cause a tsunami.
There you go.
Excellent. Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
That's what's happening.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
See you next Newsday.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right, folks, you're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to check out our website, timconwayjr.com. A lot of money, a lot of time into it. So go check it out. All right, the recession is in, we're in full-blown recession right now. Everybody's feeling it. You can't choose to ignore it. You can't choose to opt out of it and not participate in it. You're participating in it like everybody. A lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of people have lost their homes, their cars, their bank accounts have been wiped out. But there are people out there who are survivors, you know, and who are, you know, changing their life and adapting to this recession. And you're doing other things out there to make money. What are those other things? Are you on eBay selling, you know, the kids' toys or the kids' clothes? Are you getting back into the stripping game after, you've been out of it for a while? Are you stealing? Are you selling drugs? You selling weed, pills, meth, crack? I don't know what you're selling. But how are you making extra money because you are unemployed or because you are underemployed? That's a new term I heard the other day. And there are a lot of people who are underemployed. They work 8 hours a day. And their job, they cut them down to 4 hours a day. So now they're not unemployed, they're underemployed and barely getting by. So here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Different ways you're getting by in this recession to make yourself a little dough. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Do you work at a big bank and perhaps on weekends? You work at Home Depot? Or Home Depot's not even hiring. No, anybody who's hiring. You know, the only guy who's hiring in the last couple of weeks that I know of is Dave Harden with Covenant Mortgage. Guy hired like 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, new people to do loans because the loan business has really taken off. These interest rates are at an all-time low or fairly close to an all-time low, like historic lows. And hundreds of thousands of people are now refinancing their homes. So, and reducing their payments. But other than Covenant Mortgage, or anybody who's hiring anyone. But it would be interesting to see how many chicks are going back into stripping. You know, they got out of the game. They're making some decent money. Their husband's making money. And maybe their husband has been laid off. So now they got to hit that pole again. Yeah. Get back into shape. And build your calluses up on those hands so you can slide around that pole. All right, the different ways you're making money in this crazy recession. 520-9710. And they could be legal or illegal. No one's judging here. You know, whatever you got to do to put food on that table. I'm not going to judge you. You know, if you got to slide a couple of DVDs in your pocket when you go out to a DVD store, whatever you do. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Raymond here. in Cerritos. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Some of the ways that people are making money is by doing the exact same job they've been doing because of the fact that I'm really, really frustrated, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, with these friends of theirs who weren't affected one bit by this recession. Meaning, like, let's say you work at the post office,
right,
or you work at Costco, or you work at Sam, you know, just different locations,
sure,
that had completely no effect and are crying about, oh, this recession. And then the ones who are really affected by it look at them and think, oh, wow, I'm going to feel, waste their time feeling sorry for those people. So when you talk about what they're doing to get by, is they're just doing their same job. And I think it's, I don't know if you agree with me or not.
Well,
but
I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about people that are really hurting and have seen a 50, 60, 70% reduction in their salary.
No, I understand that. But doesn't it, but isn't it invalid that the people who didn't get that 60 or 70% reduction are benefiting from what's going on right now in terms of these same people who did get that 50 and 60%?
I got to press on. I have no idea what that guy wanted.
Jesus Christ.
Matt in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
What's going on? How are you
all
doing?
All right, how
second?
You
That's
doing,
what I
man?
I want to know.
I'm up and down. You know, I'm not really complaining about it because I have a job, but I know a lot of my neighbors have been affected, family members have been affected, and I've been affected in a couple of different ways. I mean, I've lost $280,000 worth of value of my home out in the valley. I owe $75,000 more than what I owe on it.
Jesus Christ!
Than what my mortgage
Jesus
is on.
Jesus Christ!
So it's
I know because you said $75,000
less
commercials right now. So I know that you guys might be hurting a little bit, but
well,
not
wait
so
a minute,
much
wait a minute, hold
else.
On a sec, Matt. Are you saying you want to hear more commercials? We can put that together for you.
No, I'm not saying
oh,
that at
okay.
all. I'm just saying I noticed that, and I'm just thinking, you know,
right.
I hope that you guys don't have any trouble because I like all your guys' hosts.
Yeah. No, I think we'll be okay. I think, you know, in times of trouble, I think a lot of people turn to TV and radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, the audience has just been growing over the last 3 or 4 months.
The newspapers are going, and I'm hoping that you guys at the radio are good because I listen to you guys all the time, and you guys are awesome. And I know somebody that works for 97.10, so I'm hoping you guys don't switch formats.
All right. Well, yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about me. I know that's why you guys wanted to talk about. Basically, I'm a student. I go to UCLA. My dad's paying my way through college. And I'm so happy and grateful for that because, but I feel bad because he got laid off this year.
Oh,
and he doesn't, and he's luckily that he took his 401k out before this recession thing. The bad thing is that they taxed him up his ass for that. But, he knew it was coming, so he took his 401k out and came out of the new if he would, have stayed in.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people are really getting killed with those 401ks.
And I wanted to do something where I've noticed that I'm a student and I have a lot of free time and I do have a part-time job right now working in a mall, but I feel like terrible that I can't, that I'm not doing much to help my family. Basically, all I'm doing is paying my phone bill and my books, and I think I wish I could do a little more.
Well, it says here you got into Amway or selling...
Well, I didn't get into Amway. A guy at work got into this thing. It's a marketing thing called Monavi. It's a drink, and what they're doing is they're marketing to. It's like multi-level marketing where they get other people.
How much money are you making on it?
And they have themselves drink.
I got to press on. Anna in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi.
Hey, you got more interesting story?
Yeah.
Good. What do you got?
I'm sorry.
What do you got?
Okay, you want to know what I do for extra money?
Yeah, why don't you lay it on us?
Okay, I'm a phone sex operator at night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It's great money, and despite the economic recession, there are still prolific amounts of men who call in for that sort of thing.
And what do you get paid an hour for doing that?
You don't get paid an hour. You get paid on how long you keep the men on the phone.
And what does that pay you?
Well, generally, if you keep them on over 6 minutes, you get a $20 bonus. And then after
how much can you make, like, in a week if you really, sat on that phone for a week?
Well, I am generally on at nights, and I'm bringing in probably an extra $300 to $400 a week.
And how many hours does that take you to do?
I'm on from 10 p.m. until about 3 a.m.
Jesus, that's a long time for $300.
Yeah, it is.
Are you good at what you do?
I'm sorry?
Are you good at what you do?
Yeah.
Do you ever get turned on during a phone call?
Occasionally, or at least I want them to think that.
Right, but you get turned off a lot, too.
Well, most of the time I'm just doing my homework.
And you lie to them about what you're wearing and what you're doing?
Of course.
And where do you say you are?
Oh, I say I'm usually in bed or in the tub or,
right,
you know, stuff like that.
That's not bad. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Does he know what you do?
Yes.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
And he's cool with it?
Yeah, he's not complaining about the extra cash.
Is he, he's your biggest client?
Yeah, he gets the special attention.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Hey, guy's calling you at 3 a.m., huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And how do they do it, over a credit card?
I mean, somebody else takes care of all of that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that would be pretty unusual. Be like, hi, yeah, my name is Anna. We're going to put on Amex. Okay, what's the number? Expiration date?
Yeah,
and your full name.
Someone else takes
your
care of that.
Full first and last name. All right, let's get to it. Close off, what are you into? Now, what are some of the strange things people have said to you?
Oh, well, you know, the funniest thing is a lot of guys call in and they want me to be a little girl.
Oh, is that right?
Young. And then I have a lot of guys that call in and want me to be like the boss.
And how does the boss sound? I mean, lower your voice?
Yeah, I lower my voice a little and tell them that they're really bad boys.
Okay. Are you in good shape?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do the funniest thing during the day. They would die if they knew what I did. I work with children with autism. I'm a behaviorist.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
And, whatever you got to do to get by.
Listen, I'm not judging you. I think you do great, you know, doing a great service during the day and at night.
Definitely.
You know, and you're making $300 to $400 a week.
Yeah, it's been great money. It's been great money.
Let me see, 10 a.m. to 3, that's 5. You work 20 hours a week?
Yeah, generally.
You're making $400?
Yeah.
It's pretty good money.
Yeah, it's not bad. And I'm not on the phone the whole time. It's just, waiting for calls to come in.
And you sit there by the phone and wait for it to ring?
Yeah, basically, like, I have a headset on, and I can be doing anything in the house, and when the call comes through, they give me a profile of the person who's calling in and right. What they're looking for.
Do they ever monitor you and then, like, bring you in and, go through the tape to see what you can do better?
When I first started, yeah, like, I had to do them in front of another person, which is kind of weird.
You mean you had to do it in person?
Yeah, I had to go into an office, and there was a woman there, and she listened in on my phone call.
Do you get regulars?
Definitely.
You do? They, like, ask for you?
Yes, yes.
What's your phone sex operator name?
It's Anastasia.
Anastasia?
Well, if I'm the boss, or just Annie.
Annie, okay. And you have regular guys that call up every night or every other night?
Every night, sometime.
Do they want to meet you?
Every single one of them. And, of course, I tell them how much I want to meet them as well.
And why can't you?
Generally, I'll ask them right off where they live, and then I'll be like, oh, that's so sad. I live in Maine.
Oh, really?
If I lived close to you, I would totally hang out with you.
That's pretty cool. I mean, you're making enough to pay the mortgage.
Definitely. And I have horses, too, so those are really expensive.
I got to get into that.
You should.
I get off here at 11 o'clock. I could get on the phone by midnight.
Oh, well, I'll give you riding lessons.
No, but I mean, I could sit there and, talk to, I guess guys would be talking to gay guys all night, right?
Yeah.
How's that stick, man?
Yeah.
I get women sometime, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's the longest you've kept a dude or a chick on the air, on the phone?
Well, the problem is after 45 minutes, they automatically cut the person off.
How much are they charging the person in a minute?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it's somewhere like along the lines of $1.98 or $1, something like that. Hmm. Pretty general.
You've kept a couple of guys on for 45 minutes?
Oh, yeah. And then they call back.
And what are some of the things that the guys have said to you that turned you on?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I guess I do kind of like that whole being the boss thing. So whenever I get to tell them how bad they are, it's pretty hot.
And you like that?
Yeah, I do.
A little dominatrix.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, though.
No, we're just on the air.
Right.
Well, that's pretty. You're born and raised in the Southern California.
Simi Valley.
Simi Valley. Very strict upbringing too.
Most definitely.
Is your dad a cop?
No, my dad's a biker.
Oh, is that right?
But my mom's a school teacher.
Does your dad know that you do this?
Oh no.
Your mom?
No.
Okay.
Nobody related to me by blood.
Right. All right. But that would be odd. You're doing it one night, and all of a sudden, all right, Anne, here's your next call. And you're like, Dad?
Oh, yucky.
What the hell are you doing? Get off my phone. You're like, well, no, I'm not on your phone. I'm not downstairs. I'm at home.
I'm just hoping that I don't go into work tomorrow, and some people are looking at me funny.
No, but that's cool. You work with autistic kids, and then, who cares what you do at night? You're making
a
lot of
money. And I'm doing it to put myself through school so I can eventually be in a better position to help them, you know, and,
right.
You know.
But are you ever doing what you say you're doing? Are you ever, like, in bed enjoying the conversation with some dude?
Oh, of course. I enjoy everything I talk about with them.
All right. Congratulations, Anna. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
All right, you take care of yourself, baby.
Bye.
All right, there she goes. Oh, that's interesting. A sex phone operator. Not bad. All right, gang, what are you doing to make some extra dough in this horrible recession we're all going through? This financial storm that we can't pull out of. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Call up, hang up the phone to let me know you made it home. Don't want nothing to be wrong with part-time lover.
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. The recession has hit Southern California. Tons of people are hurting. And now you got to get creative and figure out a different way to make money than the old, 9-to-5 job. How you doing that? Michael in Mission Viejo, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Tim?
All right. What do you got going on?
Well, actually, man, ever since I lost my job, I've just been selling psychedelic drugs.
Hey, not bad, not bad. And what's the profit there?
Profit is actually huge because I'm not trying to sell, like, you know, anything big or anything that's going to get me caught, like weed or something like that or mushrooms. Mm-hmm. The fact is I can go and buy, like, a jug that's almost like a 40 and pretty much get that for about $200. And turn it around and sell it for anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000.
When you say a jug, you mean pills?
No. I'm talking, I'm exclusively selling acid. So what it comes down to is it's a liquid.
Oh, okay.
And I take it myself and get it in like a drop form, and I put it on almost like a construction paper.
And then you smoke the paper?
No. You put it on your tongue, man.
Oh. All right. Well, never done acid. I didn't know.
Oh, it's all right, man.
Hey, what's the trip like?
Well, it all depends. I always say one for fun, two for you, three you're going, four on the floor, and from then on you're crazy. But it's always good, man. I don't know. I highly recommend acid to anybody. I know it sounds funny, but as long as you know.
I don't recommend it to everybody because, I've talked to Dr. Reef, who we have on every Monday.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, occasionally, because it's not very common, but occasionally that first hit of acid can fry your brain.
I've seen some people, I'm not going to lie, that have definitely taken it overboard, but, you know, you always kind of make the call on your own whether or not you want to, like...
You do what you got to do, but I also, you know, you got to be careful, Michael, because I heard this happened in, I believe, Woodland Hills last week, and I read about this in the paper and online, but a guy sold mushrooms to a couple of girls, and one girl was 18, the other girl was 17, and the 17-year-old... took off her shirt, and then took off her pants, ran across the Ventura Freeway and got hit and killed. And guess who's going to jail possibly for 20 years?
Well, he'll probably go for manslaughter, isn't that right?
Not the guy who ran into her, the guy that sold the drugs.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he might go for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's always been, you know, kind of a fear of mine. But the fact is, you know, I'm not selling it to, like, well, you know, and again, I mean, I understand I'm making excuses here, but...
Right, I understand. I was going to tell you, you got to be careful out there.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's definitely not for everybody, you know, I should have said that before, but the fact is, you know, I'm, the crew down here, you know, I hang out around Mission Viejo, you know, there's always the dumb kids that are gonna come up, those are the kids I make money off of, by the way, that are like, oh, you have acid? And I'm like, yeah, give me $30 for one hit, and it's like, that's a joke, like, nobody's gonna pay $30 if they're like a smart person, but.
What does a typical hit go for?
Typical hit, if you're my buddy, it goes for $10. If you go up to L.A., you could probably get it for about $8, $7. But
wow.
I wouldn't trust that, you know. Cause
if,
like,
I wanted to take a couple of hits, what would you charge me?
What would Tim, I would probably give it to you for $15.
Hey, look at that. I feel like a celebrity now. And how long is the hit, the high last?
Oh, man. It's funny with acid because you take it. And then you're like, well, this didn't do anything. And then 30 minutes later, you're like, what the hell happened to my hand? And next thing you know, you're gone.
Yeah, dude, it's a little too crazy for me. I'm not there yet, you know. I mean, in a different life, I may, but I get paranoid on weed. I can't imagine what acid would like.
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right, buddy, please, you know, do what you do, whatever you do. I don't got to judge you. You know, you got to make some money, and people want that, and I guess that's what you do. All right, Bob, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, take care. There he goes. You know, I used to get down on these guys, and I still probably should, but, you know, guys are selling weed, and I don't know who you blame. I mean, you blame, you know, guns for killing people, or the guy who shot the guy. I don't know. And you can buy weed all over the place. I mean, Randy has a prescription or a recommendation, I should say. But you know what I figured out the other day? This has got to be... A weird, ironic twist for stoners that when you text somebody and like, oh, I'd love to get high with you, and oh, are you high right now? That high is the most difficult four-letter word to spell when you text somebody. It's all one key. You're like, oh, I'm so H. Oh, wait. I, wait. G, all right, hold on. I'm not even buzzed anymore. I just tried to spell hi. Tried to text somebody hi, and not even buzzed anymore.
Hey, Tim.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Gina, we're in the middle of a program.
I realize that. I'm so sorry, and I've been trying to hold off, but I can't wait anymore.
You have to go to the bathroom?
What?
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
No. I'm getting blown up with calls about Dave Harden, and I'm sorry, I don't work for you on the weekends, and I cannot remember the name. So
okay.
If you could just indulge me, just remind me, and I'll put it out there, and I'll
phone
let
number.
Every person
All
know.
Right. We're getting a ton of calls, and people want to do loan mods or refinance their house, and you're interrupting the flow of the show, and every other call to Gina is asking, you know, what's his number? I'm going to give it to you. It's 888-35-APPLY.
What is it, Tip?
It's 888-35-APPLY. He's a client here, so it's, you know, he's spends a lot of money at the station. He does a fantastic job. Very good personal friend of mine. So
it's 888-35-APPLY. Okay.
And get your loan modified.
You're listening to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and
please.
Tim Conway Jr.
Hey, look at that. On weekends on KFWB, 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then 10 a.m. on Sunday. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more of your phone calls on this, because a lot of people want to talk about this. How are you making extra money in this effed up recession we're in? And since there are a lot of calls and a lot of people want the answer on how to make extra dough, we're going to hold your calls over and do this for another segment. It's pretty rare. Also, if you have a TV, turn on Channel 9, and you're not going to believe that dress that Jackie Johnson's wearing tonight. And you'll know what I mean when you turn on Channel 9. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Sister and a cousin only started with a little kiss like this.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.